me. Homegrown is the way it should be. Homegrown is the good thing. Plant that bell and let it ring. Homegrown's all right with me. Homegrown is the way it should be. Homegrown is a good thing. Plant that bell and let it ring. Should be. Homegrown is a good thing. Plant that bell and let it ring. Homegrown's all right with me. Homegrown is the way it should be. Homegrown is a good thing. We'll be right back.
On the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, we are celebrating the 4th of July with featured artists, The Crystal Method, and a number of Native American artists, and a sub-theme involving that. We started off with the Native American author, poet, actor, musician, and political activist, John Trudell. That was his song, Crazy Horse, from his album, Bone Days. And so many of his songs, when I hear them, there's like a chill that runs through my body. And I'm on the verge of tears in hearing his singing and words. And I felt that way when I heard that song right now. Yeah. And then we heard from Zach Wilde and the Black Label Society, a song called Crazy Horse. And then Neil Young and his backup band Crazy Horse with a song called Homegrown off of the 15th anniversary year Farm Aid Live. And then we finished things off with Apollo 440 and their song Crazy Horse. And thus concluded my Crazy Horse set, celebrating the Native American leader. Backing me up right now is that certified guitar player, Chet Atkins. And this is Trambone. And I think we'll just get right back into the music. And we're going to start off the next set with Hey Why Not, our featured artists, The Crystal Method, once again. And to give you a little heads up on the music in the next 22 minutes or so, we're also going to be hearing another piece from Jim Morrison and The Doors. Johnny Whitehorse, the Native American's going to be in the mix. And we're also going to be hearing from that absolutely crazy crackpot young earth creationist and founder of the Creation Museum, Ken Ham. He's going to be telling us why America is becoming like Sodom of the Old Testament. And then, well, we're going to really hit you hard as we end the set with a very American song from a very American band. But let's get things started right now with The Crystal Method and Weapons of Mass Distortion here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, only on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
some progress under the stars? Do you know we exist? Have you forgotten the keys to the kingdom? Have you been born yet, and are you alive? Let's reinvent the gods, all the myths of the ages. Celebrate symbols from deep elder forests. Have you forgotten the lessons of the ancient war? We need great golden copulations. The fathers are cackling in trees of the forest. Our mother is dead in the sea. You know we are being led to slaughters by placid admirals, and that fat, slow generals are getting obscene on young blood. You know we are ruled by TV. The moon is a dry blood beast. Guerrilla bands are rolling numbers in the next block of green vine, amassing for warfare on innocent herdsmen who are just dying. Oh, great creator of being, grant us one more hour to perform our art and perfect our lives. The moths and atheists are doubly divine and dying. We live, we die, and death not ends it. Journey we more into the nightmare, cling to life, our passion flower, cling to despair. We got our final vision by clap. Columbus's groin got filled with green death. I touched her thigh and death smiled. We have assembled inside this ancient and insane theater to propagate our lust for life and flee the swarming wisdom of the streets. Barns are stormed, the windows kept, and only one of all the rest to dance and save us with the divine mockery of words, music, and flame's temperament. True kings, murderers are allowed to roam free. A thousand magicians arise in the land. Where are the feasts we were promised? Where is the wine, the new wine, dying on the vine? Thank you.
Absolute mayhem. Lock up your daughters. Nobody's safe.
America, it's becoming like Sodom.
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry has opened the High-Tech Creation Museum near Cincinnati, Ohio.
Over the 30 years I've been involved in this ministry, I've stated time and time again that when a nation abandons the Word of God as the absolute authority, we'll see Christian morality collapsing. And sadly, America has largely given up on God's Word as authoritative, particularly the book of Genesis. Today, the origin and meaning of marriage, one man for one woman for life, is in Genesis. Anything else is a perversion, like the law on homosexual marriage passed in New York this summer. Romans chapter 1 describes the increasing homosexual behavior as a consequence of rejecting God, and this is exactly what's been happening in America. You know, years ago in America, people understood that homosexual behavior was sin. But today, Christians are now being persecuted for preaching this biblical message. The only solution is for our nation to return to the answers in Genesis concerning marriage and obey God's laws.
As we begin to close out the week, we hope you'll call and receive our 95-page pocket guide on some of the social issues of the day, such as homosexual marriage, abortion, racism, and more. For some great reading, call and make a donation of any amount. Toll free, it's 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or on the web at answersoffer.org.
Last night a little while for me in a haze. Sweet, sweet.
You're tuned into the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and we are celebrating the 4th of July holiday with a theme revolving around America, featuring Native American musicians and the Crystal Method. We started off that set you just heard with the Crystal Method and Weapons of Mass Distortion, followed by Jim Morrison and The Doors and An American Prayer off of the album of that same name. And then Johnny Whitehorse, a Native American musician, with White Horse Dreaming. And then we heard from Melissa Etheridge, All American Girl. And then the Young Earth Creationist, an Australian, actually, Ken Ham, criticizing our country in a kind of public, I won't say it's a public service message, kind of more like an ad for his agenda. Propaganda, yes, that's what we'd call it. A piece called America, It's Becoming Like Sodom. And I don't believe, I think Ken Ham is completely wrong, but I think playing him on this show is completely appropriate, and it goes along with like the Chuck Yu disclaimer that I have at the beginning about the views and opinions representing those of the participants and my belief. Well, but what a sound collage is about is just displaying a lot of different things and leaving it for the person who's experiencing it to make their own sense of it come to a sense of truth about the world and the things that are going on from seeing many different perspectives. And then a band that Ken Ham certainly does not approve of, Poison, and We're an American Band, a really cool cover of that song. Backing me up right now is David Grisman once again, Peach Pickin' Time in Georgia. I'm kind of reminded of a quote from Andy Rooney when I was listening to that Ken Ham piece about America becoming like Sodom, and about how America sure seems been going to hell. America's been going to hell for an awful long time, yet it never seems to truly get there. Well, we've got time for one last set in our show this evening. And what we're going to be hearing in there is a Chuck Yu music montage with Abby Hoffman and Charles Ives. And some Santana, some Supertramp, some Green Day at the end. But we're going to start things off with Stevie Wonder and Jesus Children of America here in the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford.
Hello, Jesus. Jesus, children. Jesus loves you. Jesus, children. Hello, children. Jesus loves you, of America. Are you hearing what he's saying? Are you feeling what you're praying? Are you healing pain, feeling what you say inside? You'd better tell your story back. And if you like it, it will come to pass. Tell me, holy, holy roller, I stand.
gives you peace of mind. You better tell your story fast. And if you lie, it will come to pass. Don't tell lies.
Gave the Springfield Zoo two male pandas and got them to mate successfully.
Okay. Did you get a hot picture? In America, land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night till the flight from above.
God bless America, and I'm not one with the USA yet. And if you're not one with the USA either, then we invite you to stay tuned for our second part of our July 4th special, coming your way in just a few moments over most of these stations.
Remember to lay off the needle drugs. The only dope worth shooting is Richard Nixon.
What about Ronald Reagan?
You laugh now, but that's 5 years in jail. Wait a minute. You ain't gonna be laughing.
Thank you. What act of unmitigated evil shall the Republican Party undertake this week?
Been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. I've been your host, Edward Buchert. Our theme has been America, featuring the Crystal Method and Native American artists. The set you just heard started off with Stevie Wonder and Jesus Children of America. And then a sonic montage mix by Chuck U with Abby Hoffman and Charles Ives, among others. And then P.O.D. and Santana, a song called America. And then Supertramp, Breakfast in America. And then Radio 4, The Death of American Radio. And then Green Day finished us off with American Idiot. Right now, we're listening to Miles Davis, a track called So What, that I found on Ken Burns Jazz, the story of America's music. Thanks so much for listening to my sound collage this evening. And I just wanted to mention, if you're under the influence of anything this holiday weekend, the 4th of July holiday next Wednesday, or any time at all, never, ever, ever even think about getting behind the wheel of an automobile or other motorized vehicle and driving. You can kill people that way, yourself and others. So don't do it. Thank you. I'm going to hand things over to Rick Deckard, and we'll be back again, hopefully, next week with another sound collage for you here on WMFO in Medford, Somerville,